said, "Hold this, brother, we're all behind you." And they were. About 500 of them. Down with the Rent Act. Well, it would have been all right if they hadn't thrown the marbles under the hooves of the mounted police. I think that's what really upset them. Well, I tried to unload me banner onto a vicar, but he already had two of his own. So somebody belted me round the back of the neck with his truncheon and said, "Go home." I said, "I've nothing to do with it." I said, "I came here to see the wallaby, not to take part in it." "Well, anyway, pardon? Oh, you're ready. Is this close enough?" "Right. I'll see you afterwards." No, just sit down over there. It'll be all right for something. There, that's right. I'll just knock myself. Now then. Let's get the dust off this water. No? Right. "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very pleased to have this opportunity of speaking to you in person prior to the commencement of this gramophone recording. They've allowed me 10 grooves, starting from when I said, 'Ladies and gentlemen.' And I, for my part, speaking for myself personally, can only say, in the 1.5 grooves left to me, that the messages contained therein will, I hope, serve as a timely warning to mankind that the human race must in future, if it is to survive, Hang on, I haven't finished yet. I've still got half a groove left. Do you mind?" Really, these commercial concerns. One doesn't get treated like this at the BBC. They're gentlemen.
"Hiya, Sid. Come on in."
"Morning, Billy."
"What gives? You know as much about it as I do."
"Do you know anything about it, Griselda?"
"No. All I know is he asked you all to come round to hear an announcement he has to make. I think it's another of his important ones."
He's got his chair up on a dais with a flag draped behind him, has he?"
"That's right."
"I wouldn't mind if he had something important to announce. What was his last proclamation to the world?"
"The extra 2 foot on his back garden is his last territorial claim in East Cheam."
"Ah, yeah, that's right.
Hey, tell me, do you think he's going to be bunt again?"
"Oh, no, you know how impressionable he is. He just gets carried away. I'd sooner have him like this than he was after he saw Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, drinking all that rubbish he was concocting. He was in bed for 3 weeks.
"Yeah.
He summoned the gentlemen of the press as well this time. All the national dailies have been asked to attend."
"Must be something big."
"Shh, quiet, quiet. I think he's on his way in. I can hear him winding up the gramophone for the fanfare."
"Peace be with you, my children." "He touched me. He touched me."
"Oh, lucky you."
"Places, places. Loyal and devoted followers. I've summoned you here. Where are the gentlemen of the press?"
"They have not arrived yet, oh great one."
"That's a bit off, isn't it? I sent summonses to Arthur Elliwell, Ammon Swaffer, Donald Zeck, and all that mob.
Can't we have the proclamation without the press?"
"No. What I have to say concerns the world. I may have for these are they." "Enter."
"Good morning. I'm sorry I'm late."
"Who are you?"
"I'm from the press."
"Are you the only one?"
"I'm afraid so."
"Never mind. It will be your honor alone to hear my announcement. From your mighty printing press, it will thunder my message that you have spread to the four corners of the world."
"I'm from the East Cheam Advertiser."
"That's no good. Where's the big one?"
"Well, we also take in part of Sutton."
"I summon the big national dailies. Where are they?"
"I don't know."
"This is 10-inch deep banner headline stuff, this is. Special edition, this is. Like, for instance, petrol goes down to 15 shillings a gallon."
"But it's only 6 shillings a gallon now."
"Is it?" "Sydney."
"Wait a minute. Look, don't forget I got to bring it here. There's the cost of the tins, rubber hoses, and mouthwashes.
Now, just..." "Yes, all right, we won't go into that now."
"Well, come on, hurry up with this important announcement. I've got a dog show to report at 11 o'clock.
"You wait here till I finish. Now then, where's me scroll? Right. My proclamation. I, Anthony Hancock, philosopher, guide, advisor, and Wickerbottom chair repairer. I, after sitting up all night thinking, have decided that civilization has failed us. Yes. I therefore come to the conclusion that I, to be honest with my principles, must from henceforth renounce the world.
Did you say you were going to renounce the world?
There is no happiness in this world today for a man of my intellect. So I've decided the only solution is to become a recluse. I'm going back to nature. I'm going to renounce all my worldly goods and live in the woods.
Where?
Clapham Common. It's the easy living and false comforts of modern civilization that are ruining mankind.
Why have you picked Clapham Common?
So I'll be near the shop. Oh, it's the wild woods for me. The wild woods, the trees will be my home. The ditch, my bed. The clouds, my blanket.
Oh, shut up.
You...
Don't be so stupid. You couldn't live in the open.
Of course I could. I am leaving this house, leaving society. I could become a hermit.
And what are you going to live on, Mr. Hancock?
Nature is bountiful, young man. I will eat the food she has provided. Berries, herbs, grass.
He's right, you know. What am I going to do?
Take your bow and arrow with you and shoot some wildlife.
That's it. Me little bow and arrow. Yes, of course. Do you mind? I'll take the suction pad off it and sharpen the old pointer.
Hey, tell me, what are you going to do with yourself in the woods?
I'll be free, boy, free! For the first time in my life, I shall be free to express the beauty of my artistic soul. The intellect which for so long has been straining inside this enormous chump of mine. I shall write poetry.
You don't mean that rubbish you scribble down in your diary every day.
Rubbish? Rubbish? Philosophical gems, matey. Listen to this. Sonnet by A.H. Oh, wondrous moon. Oh, wondrous moon with silvery sheen. Who throws its light upon East Sheen? From lofty heights and through the mist, 2 o'clock Friday should offer this. How did that get in? The last line of my poem.
I rubbed it out to make room for the chiropodist appointment. You know you can't get your boots on if you leave your corn for more than a week.
Boots, corns. Symptoms of civilization. No more. Bare feet in future, striding through the forest.
Oh, blimey, it'll be like a wounded elephant charging through the undergrowth.
What will you be taking with you, Mr. Hancock?
The bare necessities for such a life. 2 bits of wood to rub together to make a fire. A goatskin loincloth. A wooden drinking vessel. And a record of Tommy Steele singing Rock Around the Caveman. That's to frighten off any marauding wild animals.
And that's all you're taking? You don't visualize needing anything else?
No, no. That, as they say, is my lot. When I go back to nature, I go back to nature. It's all on me, Ann Carter. I'm ready for all.
Well, I'm afraid I better be getting to the dog show.
Are you going to print my decision?
No, I don't think so. It's not very interesting, is it? I'll tell you what, I might print something when you get arrested. Cheerio.
He's a card, isn't he? Isn't it typical? A world-shattering indictment of mankind that all he's interested in is a pedigree Jackson's and 5 guineas a yard. Well, I'm going. Open the window. I'm just going to shout my last defiant message to the world. You're doomed! All of you! Mankind is doomed. Return to nature before it's too late. Come with me to the woods.
Go to bed, you old drunk!
I am not drunk, sir. I have seen the light.
You'll see my fist if you don't shut up.
Come in. Come in, for goodness sake, shouting down the street. You'll have the neighbors round. Doors opening all up and down the street.
I'm off. I'm going.
to get away from it all. I want you all to come down to the woods with me and see me start off in my new life. I shall start off as from midnight tonight.
It's cold. How much further?
Not far. The cave I picked out for my home is 14 feet due west of the third oak tree from the stream.
2 yards from the trolley bus wires.
It's further than that. I'll be cut right off from the world. In the depths of the forest. Ah, sensational.
Ah, here we are.
There it is. My home for the rest of me natural.
Which won't be long if this is where you're going to live.
What's wrong with it? The best cave in these parts, my girl.
I like the prehistoric wall decorations. Tour of London, 2 bob, 813, 820, 827, 833. This is a bus shelter, you twister.
So this is it, is it? This is what you've given up the world for.
Yes, I'll be much happier here.
Oh, come on, buddy. Come on, let's get in party. Let's get off home and leave him here to freeze.
Oh, thank you.
See you, Tub.
Why don't you stay for a nightcap? A cup of boiled pond water or something?
Oh, no, thank you. We'll get back home. There's a nice fire waiting for us. I banked it up before we left. Should be really roaring by now.
You wait till I get me 2 bits of wood going. Why don't you come back with us and forget all about this? No? No, I'm adamant. Hey, I don't know about this loincloth. Still, I'll be all right when my beard grows. What was that?
Oh, just the wind, I expect.
Might have been a mad dog roaming loose over the countryside.
Yes. Yeah, you thought I was frightened then, didn't you?
Oh, dear.
I won't tell her.
You're not going yet, are you?
Yeah, back to the old fire. Have some grub. Steak and kidney pie, innit?
Yes, with peaches and cream and cheese and biscuits.
You're welcome to stop and have a plate of acorn. No, we'll be off. So. Somebody walked over me grave. Very nasty, that. Well, you're going, then. Yes, but really, Bill, you wouldn't like to leave me your overcoat just a whole time's sake. Something to remember you by, that's all.
No. Look, you'd be very stupid in an overcoat with bare feet.
I leave your boots as well.
Oh, you've made your bed, you've got to lie on it.
I haven't made it yet. I'll have to look for some twigs and dust tickets and things.
Well, it's me for bed. I can't wait to get home between those blankets and sink down into that mattress.
Where you're going, then?
Yeah.
Would you like to see me chop the rabbit in the woods?
No.
Oh. Do you know how to chop a rabbit in the woods?
No.
Oh, well, that's me supper ruined. Where you're going, then?
Yeah. Come on, get out.
Hello. Have a good time.
Yes, I will, thank you. I'm sorry for you lot. Having to go back to that false life you lead. Where you're going then?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, I'm glad they're gone. I thought I'd never get rid of them. Oh, this is the life. Oh, wait. Trying to tempt me back to the soft living. Well, I resisted. The moral victory, of course, that. I'll record that when I find a dry leaf. Oh, this is the only true life. I realize I'll have to live on acorns and berries. That's enough. That's all you need. 9 meals a day is just a habit you get into. I didn't need them. Certainly I'm cold now. I'm not disputing that for one moment. I know I'm cold. If I'm cold, I'm cold. All right. Of course I'm cold. It's only to be expected. I'm not used to living in the open with no clothes in January. Never mind. A few nights out in the open, I'll be as fit as a fiddle.
Oh,
marvellous luck.
Can I, can. Give me the word. Oh, they are missing a treat here.
How is he, Doctor?
Not only pneumonia, exhaustion, starvation, and frostbite. We had to chip him out of that ditch. You know, civilization is failing in its duty when it can't find homes for poor devils like that.
But, Doc, he did all this voluntarily.
Well, then I'd better find a home for him.
Can we go in and see him?
Oh, yes, I think you can see visitors now. But don't get him excited. He's still very weak. This way. Visitors to see you, Mr. Hancock.
Who is it?
It's your friend, Miss Hugh, Sidney, and William. We've brought you some food.
Oh, thank you, true friend.
Here we are. Half a pound of eight going to a pound of bellies in a second drawer. I want to put down it all at once. It's going to last you all the winter.
Yeah, eat some now and stow the rest away in a hollow tree trunk.
Very funny. Come too close, have you? I think I've failed. Well, I haven't. I've only just started.
You're not going back in the woods again.
Yes, I am. This is just an unfortunate setback. Wasn't used to it. Now I know the wrinkle. I'll be all right next time.
You must be mad. After all you've been through.
I am not giving up just because of it. Won't take me long to put back the seventh stone I lost. I'm going to cut myself off completely from the outside world.
A very good idea.
Now, don't tell me you're going to become a nature boy.
Now, now, now. I understand how the boy feels. And I think he should stick to his principles.
I knew you'd understand, Sid. A surprising ally, but nevertheless, welcome.
Of course I understand, boy. You want seclusion, privacy, far from the madding crowds and nobbled strife.
Shelley. Nobbled? Yes, I suppose so. I believe it was.
Yes, that's the idea, Sid. Isolation, peace, tranquility.
Yeah, and I know just the place, my son. A lump of forest, miles from anywhere, and the rent I'm asking is very reasonable, too.
Really? How much?
$5 a square foot, half a dollar a tree, whichever's the greater.
And you're sure nobody will disturb me? It's completely isolated, I'll be on my top.
Certainly. You'll have the old wood to yourself. There's only just one small point.
Yes?
You've got to promise me that once you're set up in the wood, you won't wander away.
Why?
Don't ask questions, just stay there.
All right, then. No skin off my nose.
No, but it will be if you wander off.
All right, Sid. I'll stay there.
Tell me, are you going to wear the same get-up? The loincloth, the sandals?
Naturally.
And grow a nice long beard and long hair?
Of course.
Good boy, I love it. Don't forget, stay there.
Certainly. I don't care what I do as long as I'm left alone. Away from it all.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Get your tickets. Get your tickets for the concert. See the wild man of the woods. He's naked. He's hairy. And what's more, he's pretty. Get your tickets. He lives on acorns and berries. Sensational. Come and see the wild man and his natural surroundings. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Leaving our coach trips to see the wild man of the woods. Get your tickets.
All right, Fred. Coach is full up. Get moving.
Dub's not going to like this, Sid.
He won't let us out, my brother. We've got to catch him while we can.
But you know he wants to be left alone.
No man is an island. Bunyan.
Yeah, but all these people roaming around staring at him, that's not what he calls solitude. They're the sort of people he wants to get away from.
I've had him roped off, you silly boy. They won't encroach on his privacy. They just stand by the ropes and watch him eating, jumping about and swinging from the trees.
He'll get very angry, Sid.
He'd better. I'll build him as a wild man. They're expecting a bit of savagery. They want their money's worth. I told Fred, if he gets a bit lethargic, poke him with a stick and throw things at him.
Fred, this is without doubt the most despicable thing you've ever done to him.
I done? You're getting 10%. It was your idea.
20% plus $5 a day for the hire of me boomerang to make him look more realistic.
we could only get him to paint himself, we could double the business.
He won't do that. He won't paint himself. It was a hard enough job to get him to put the bone through the nose.
Yeah, well, right. Let's jump on the next coach, nip down, see how things are going.
These are my words. Go on, get out.
Blimey, he talks English.
Better than what you can, mate. Go on, up with all of you.
Ooh, how do you fancy him, Gertz? Ooh, that's not what I'll do, that'd be a bed, eh?
Clear off, come on, clear off. I'd sling me boomerang at you if it didn't keep hitting me on the way back. Leave me alone. Go back to your home.
Oi, Harry, next thing you do a war dance.
Harry? How dare you? Go away, this is private property.
Hold it, mate, I'm taking a photograph.
I don't care. Stop from there, this is me best side. Get the old sweep of the nose in there.
Go on, mum, you go over and put your foot on his chest.
Shoot him, that's a thing. Go on, hop it, I'm going hunting. I haven't had me breakfast yet. Stop poking me with that stick.
I want to see you dance.
You're not going to see me dance. I've given up dancing. It is sinful.
It's not.
It was the way I used to do it.
All right, now, come along there. Move along, please. You've had your 5 minutes. Move along there, please. There's another coach load waiting to come in.
Hey, I might have known. Is there nothing you wouldn't do for money?
Nothing I can think of, offhand. Now, come on, boy. Come on, liven yourself up. We got another 300 people coming in today. Snarl at them. Show them your teeth. What are you speaking about? Give them a show. Come on.
I refuse to make a public exhibition of myself. Hey, Sid, look. What's that up there on the trees?
Ah, nothing. Probably a squirrel or something. Now, look, Hank.
No, look. It's not a squirrel, Sid. It's a man. Look at him. Come look at those branches. He's heading over here as well.
Good evening. Who are all these people that does trespass on my domain?
Pardon?
Who's this lot?
Wait a minute, who are you?
The hedgehogs call me Jungle Jim. I live here in the woods.
Well, I'm sorry, you'll have to move. These are my woods.
Oh, no, they're not. I've lived here 5 years, man and beast. I was the sole survivor of a tandem crash. I couldn't find my way back, so I've lived here ever since.
I'm sorry. I don't want any company. I don't want you swinging through the trees and getting your head off. But I'm sitting here contemplating. So you can pack your rope and go.
Now, don't be rotten. I've got me home here. I've got a little hut in the trees, and I put all the birds' wings in splints and bandage up all the rabbits. It didn't make them mad.
What?
Well, there's nothing wrong with them. It's a giggle, though, isn't it? Yeah. Where do you live?
I've got a little hole in the ground, you know.
Oh, yeah?
I've done it out very nice. Not gaudy. None of your contemporary stuff. No. You know, enough for me and a place to hang me boomerang.
It sounds very nice. You must invite me over for tea one day. I've got some very good recipes.
Get away.
Yes. My affinity day job served with Sophie Conkers, the winner.
I can imagine. Of course, my speciality is toadstool flan.
Flan?
Hmm.
How do you do the pastry? I hope you don't cheat and buy flour.
No. Oh, no. No, ground acorns mixed with water.
Oh, that's a good idea. Here, wait a minute, though. Toadstools are poisonous.
Hmm. When are you coming round?
No, stop messing about. We ought to be chums, because there's not many of us wild men left.
I am not a wild man.
All right. Keep your beard on. Yeah.
What?
I love your loincloth.
You?
Yeah. Very racy. Yeah. Lovely.
I made it myself.
You didn't. Okay. Oh, I wish I was clever with my hands like that. Of course, you see, I'm more the strong, fearless hunter.
Yes, I suppose you are, really. You've got the sort of build for it.
Mm.
Slim and lithe.
Mm.
Ideal for getting in and out of rabbit holes.
Yeah, I got stuck in one last week.
You didn't.
Ah. I was stuck there for 3 days, kicking me in legs about. Oh, I did feel a fool.
What happened?
A big rabbit kept coming in, opening my mouth and shoving carrots in.
He must have thought you were one of them.
I wonder why. Do you think it's me ears or the way me nose goes up and down?
No. No, it must be the way you run. All fours with your feet shooting out the back.
I do like your loincloth, you know. I wish you'd make me one.
Haven't you got one?
No, I use leaves.
Hey. But it's actually too.
Well, it's all right in the summer, but I'll feel daft when autumn comes.
Well, I must be going now. It's been very nice chatting to you. I have enjoyed it. You must drop in my hole sometime.
Yes, I will. Tuesday?
Yes, Tuesday!
Here, look. There's another crowd of people staring at us. What do they all want?
Say nothing. Stare back at them. After a while, they'll forget who came to see who. They'll think we're looking at them. They'll go away, then. All right, come on. Eyes out for a full stare.
You got a hand at the top. 6 weeks he's been living in the woods, and we thought he couldn't do it.
He certainly makes me feel small.
Huh?
Do you mind? I think he's done very well. You can't help admiring him. I wouldn't be surprised if we never see him again. The life obviously suits him.
Yeah, I thought all those trippers would have drove him back. You know, we've been taking 300 a day out there.
It just shows she's got more strength of character than we thought.
Get my clothes out and give us a razor blade.
I've turned it in.
Tub, what happened? I was after peace and quiet to be on my own, and now the woods are swarming with them.
What?
Hermits. Thousands of hermits. Everywhere. They've had to chop all the trees down to get them all in.
Yeah, but where do they come from?
All those sightseers you take down there. They no sooner see us, they're over the rope. Got my clothes off, digging holes all over the place. Trying to get away from it all, they are. Drives you balmy, the noise. I never knew so many people wanted to get back to nature. It's wearing off, though. They got 4 pubs in the cinema up already.
Why don't you try another forest?
No, thank you. I'm finished with forests. I shall journey to the Himalayas. Find a lonely peak. A blunt one, and sit on it. And sit on it for a few years. Good night.
Come on, Billy, we got work to do.
What are you going to do?
What an opportunity. Can't you see it?
It really does exist. The Abominable Snowman. Book now for a zigzag tour of the Himalayas. Get your ticket. Luxury cruise. Old Sherpa, the attraction of the year. Climb in a footstep today. Happy
This has been Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock, with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. Show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The program, which was recorded, was produced by Dennis Mainwood.
That's it for this side. You'd better take the needle off now. Otherwise, it'll hit that metal bit that sticks up to the hole in the middle. Never used to have that trouble with the cylinders. Never had to turn them over, either. All on the same side. Progress? God, dear. Well, go on, turn it over.